God this morning to the book of 2 Peter. 2 Peter. In our Bible study in recent weeks, we've been going through the book of Revelation, many things about it. And I've shared several of the messages in the congregation. But in 2 Peter, there's a passage of Scripture there I want to look at with you today. Something that's going to happen in the future that Peter the Apostle talks about is going to happen. 2 Peter chapter 3. Look down at verse number 8. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. For the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God don't want anybody to be lost, folks. He loves everybody. Everybody is God's favorite, amen. But verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, Peter says to believers, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire, imagine this now, visualize this, the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. May I say to you, the Word of God says, everything is not going to go on like it's going on. There's coming a big change. God has already told us that the changes are coming. And the Bible says that you know this, you've been told this in the Word of God. See what kind of person you ought to live now. Walk holy before the Lord, serving the Lord, enjoying the Lord. Do you enjoy the Lord, folks? We ought to enjoy the Lord as we love Him and serve Him. Loving God, thank you for this blessing that I can stand here with the open Word of God, the God of eternity, who gave us His Word, who gave us His Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would have everlasting life. Lord, I believe. I'm here today to share this good Word of God, to encourage all that's assembled here today, to challenge hearts, and to instruct us in the great plan of God. May our hearts be anxious to learn and to receive these truths. Bless each one and the need they have. You know the need of every heart, every life, Lord. And Lord, put your hand upon us. And may the love of God just transform our lives, I pray in Jesus' name. Help me to stand here today, Lord. And we'll thank you in His name. Amen. After the great white throne judgment, and that's when all unsaved people will be judged by God, all the way back to the beginning of time until the last person has lived in this world, all the unsaved of all ages will stand at this great white throne and be judged. Not to see if anybody's going to be saved. No, they're already condemned. But it's going to be, the books are going to be opened. It has recorded all they did in life, from their intentions to their thoughts to their very actions. God is keeping a record of every person's life. And so this great white throne, all the unsaved will be examined to see how severe the lake of fire and brimstone will be for that person. All won't receive the same degree, but they'll all still be in the lake of fire and brimstone. Of course, the devil will be judged worse than anybody. So just like Christian people, when we go to the judgment seat of Christ, we'll be examined the same way, but to see if we're going to get any rewards for faithfully serving the Lord. So God is going to, at the end of the great white throne judgment, the Bible tells us that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall suddenly pass away. And Peter has described what's going to happen. The heavens, the bodies that we know about in our Milky Way today. I don't know how far out it's going to extend. The Bible don't say. Maybe it'll just extend to the Milky Way that we're in. Because remember, people have sent all kind of satellites out into space. It's been traveling 30 and 40 years, going deeper into space. And what God is going to do, he's going to purge the heavens, and they all going to melt down with fervent heat. And the explosion will be like billions of what happened when the bombs were dropped on Japan. It'd be such a loud noise as the heavens pass away. And at the same time, this world, this earth that we live on today, it too is going to be melted down. Everything burned up. It's not going to go on. Once this earth didn't exist, but the mighty God of eternity one day spoke, and out of nothing he made this earth, this world. But it's going to come to an end, and we're going to talk about it some more today. And we as humans, we get up every day, we're making our plans right now, what I'm going to do tomorrow. But you know, one day there's not going to be a tomorrow. I was up last night at 12 o'clock and I checked on the Fox News internet website, and this man, 50 years old, a leader in one of the towns in California, decided to take a vacation down into Mexico and on the western side there where a vacation place was. He was down there having a good time surfing. He loved to surf. 49 years old. The next day he would have been 50. But somebody shot him and killed him. They saw him running and someone chasing him, shooting at him, and they killed him. Unmarried, no children. But he was enjoying life. But he's dead today. We have no promise of tomorrow. We don't know who might not like us and shoot us. And I just kept looking down the webpage at the people. A couple had a mental child locked up for some 15 years in a room with double locks on it so they couldn't get out. And they found her froze to death. Two other men have been arrested for taking a knife and killing two adults and two children, butchering them. The web page is full of such news that's going on in the world today. People don't respect other people. People made in the image of God, folks. And even they themselves made in the image of God. But sin is wrecking and destroying lives. And our news medium keeps reporting it day after day, the hatred, the anger, the bitterness that's in the hearts of people today all around us. And this county here we live in is notorious for it. Even our own county. It's sad, isn't it? With all the churches and still our county. And our county is not alone. It's everywhere in the world today. The psalmist said in Psalms 102, 25 and 26, listen to David said this 1,000 years before Christ, 3,000 years ago. Of old hast thou laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. This world is not going to continue on like it is. It's getting old. It's running down. And God's going to change it one day. So all your hard work, all your efforts, all your treasures, they're all going to be gone one day. Because there's a new world coming. There's a new world coming. The Bible says the earth had a beginning. It didn't always exist. It was made by God, and he made it out of nothing. Now, that's how powerful God is. You know what? I have this problem. I can't make anything with something except a mess. Amen? Think of the power and the destruction when the heaven and the earth pass away one day. It's going to pass away, folks. No ifs and ands. The enormous sound and fervent heat will be awesome. You've been seeing all the fires out in California? Oh, they're devastating. Hundreds and hundreds of homes being destroyed. And they're not little shacks either, folks. They're these million-dollar deals. They're all being consumed by fire. Man's gods will be consumed when God melts down this heaven and this earth. The things man has served rather than the God of heaven. You know, God made you to serve him. God made you because he wants you to love him for who he is. God is the most awesome, loving creature or being. I don't like to call him a creature. He's a being. But he's the most, he is love. The Bible says God is love. Amen. And he loves you. But he wants you to love him for who he is. The unsaved man's hopes and dreams on this earth are going to forever end one day. All earth's records, museums, valuables, treasures will vanish forever when this earth is melted down by an awesome God. Why is all this going to happen? Man's sin. Man's sin has brought a curse on the world. And God is holy, and he's put up with it, and he's putting up with it so long, but the Bible says he's going to melt it down. Things once so important will no longer be important because they're going to forever be gone out of this world, banished. All people who had their hopes in this world will have no place when the new earth is created. Think about it. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, you may want to turn, verse 40. Moses wrote, "Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it might be well with thee. Moses says, listen, you might want to keep God's statutes and commandments so it'll be well with you. And with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee forever. God says that by keeping his statutes and his commandments, it will cause your children to be blessed. I often hear some of you make this comment, and I think about it myself. I think about my children and my grandchildren and great-grandchildren, what they've got to face, the way this world is. This world is not like it was in the 50s. When I grew up and you didn't lock your houses nor the church, and you left your keys in the car all the time, even downtown. It's not like that anymore. And this world will gradually get worse and worse. But Moses wrote some words of wisdom there and great advice. The psalmist wrote in Psalms 104 and verse 5, who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever. Now, some verses in the Bible make it sound like this world is going to be, or this earth will be here forever. And yet others seem to say, and we're going to discuss this as we go along, that there's going to be a new one. So we'll talk about that as we proceed. Psalm 78:69, and he built his sanctuary like high places, like the earth which he hath established forever. In Isaiah 60:61, thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified, the prophet wrote. As I said, some people seem to think the earth will be renovated and made new, and others think it will be an entirely new earth itself. The Bible really don't make it clear, and I've read behind so many different theologians. There's some things the theologians don't know, folks. But we do know this, it's going to be new. It's going to be new. It's going to be different. There are going to be some changes made. The promises of the land made to the Jews will be forever, the Bible says. Ever how God works that out. Whatever all signs of sin made by man in this universe is going to be purged away by the fire that's going to melt down all the elements of heaven and earth. Jesus warned in Matthew 6, familiar but so important scripture, beginning at verse 19, to believers in Jesus Christ, lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth, and where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, that where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Jesus himself cautioned us to lay up treasures in heaven. When we get to heaven as believers in Jesus Christ, what we get there will be what we sent on there. Today, what you put in the bank is what you put in the bank and no more. When you get to heaven, what you've sent on will be there and no more. And all that's determined by how faithfully we serve the Lord since we've been saved. It's so important to remember this. There's going to be, and I'll say this gently, there's going to be poor Christians in heaven that haven't did anything for the Lord. poor believers in heaven. If you'll understand in what manner I'm saying that. For example, the thief on the cross that was saved, what will he have when he gets to heaven? He was saved. But what did he do for the Lord? So we're to be mindful of that we're to be faithful of serving the Lord. And our Sunday school lesson today was emphasizing that. The prophet Isaiah said, "For behold, I create new heaven and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come to mind." Listen to that. Isaiah, 700 years before Christ, said there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. It won't even remember the old. Isaiah 62:22, "For as the new heaven and new earth which I will make shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain," he said to the Jew. In 2 Peter 3:13, "Nevertheless, we accord to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness." When God makes the new heavens and a new earth, there'll never again be sin. There'll never again be a devil or demons or unsaved people. Won't that be something? Boy, when God makes that new heaven and that new earth, boy, it's going to be, hey, heaven, amen. It's going to be wonderful. What God has planned for people that's wise enough to believe on Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Revelation 21:1, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth," the Apostle John wrote. "For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea." Jesus Christ himself said this in Matthew 24:35, "Heaven and earth shall pass away." So the Lord said it. In Hebrews 11:16, "Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city." One day, listen to me carefully, heaven is going to come down to earth when that new earth is made. Heaven, we won't be going to heaven. Heaven will come down to earth because God has promised to come down and live with us instead of us going to live with him, in a sense. The new earth will have no sea as the present earth does. Think about no beach to go to, folks. There's not going to be any sea. Two-thirds of this, the landmass today is ocean or water. Think of the landmass of the new earth with no oceans, no deserts, and no mountains. There will never again be any curse on the earth. There will be no more sin, suffering, no more death. We won't be visiting rest homes and hospitals. And we won't be going down to the funeral homes either. Or the new heaven and the new earth. There's a change coming. This old book here that people hate and despise and won't read it is still true. And God outlines his program for everybody to know it if they'll take time to search it out. The Bible goes on and it tells us that Israel will receive all her promised land. In Revelation 21:24, "And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it." That is the new Jerusalem, because of the glory of God there is going to light the whole world. It's just hard to imagine. But the glory of the Lord is going to be something else. The Bible says, "And the kings of the earth shall bring their glory and honor into it." Did you know on the new earth that God is going to create, there's going to still be nations? Still nations of people? They're going to have leaders. They're called here kings. And they'll be having to come to Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem that's described in 21, 22 of Revelation. They'll have to bring their honor and their glory to the Lord as they come to worship Him. Won't that be a sight when all the nations of the world that's been redeemed from this world, when they come and all obeying the Lord, to worship the Lord, to praise the Lord? That's going to be a sight to behold, brother. Amen. Won't be no backsliders. Amen. Amen. There won't be any. I don't know where I'm saved or not. I once was saved. Won't be any of that kind of going on. No, it won't be that kind of going on. The church, which is the bride of Christ, will live in the new Jerusalem as we understand the Bible. That's our home. Although the nations may come to visit there and enter in those 12 gates. What kind of economy will the new earth have is unknown. What all will be going on the new earth? The Bible don't tell us a lot of things, folks. You know what? It's going to be like old Gomer Pyle used to say. Surprise, surprise. When we get to heaven, it's going to be so great. We read a scripture somewhere this morning, someone read it, about we can't even think about all that God has prepared for those that love Him. The Bible don't tell us all these things. And it's going to be so much more wonderful when the scripture's described for us, folks. You don't want to miss heaven, church. You don't want anybody you know to miss heaven. The meanest person you know, you don't want them to miss heaven because God loves them. God loves them. God wants them there. These verses speak of nations on the earth coming to Jerusalem to bring their glory. This verse speaks of kings upon the new earth coming to Jerusalem. This verse shows us how little we now know about life on the future earth. But it's going to be full of life without a curse. Without a curse. On the new earth, all people will serve God. Today I come out here, and if we was to go to the front door, you just see the people riding the highway. No time for the Lord. No time for the Lord. Go to the pleasure resorts today. No time for the Lord. The glory of God, the splendor, the beauty of God will shine out from the new Jerusalem and fill the whole world with its radiant light, glorious light. The sun won't ever be too hot or too cold because it won't be a S-U-N. It'll be the S-O-N. And everything will be just right. Amen. And the Bible says the nations will be healed by the tree of life, the leaves from the tree of life. Revelation 22:2, in the midst of the street thereof and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nation. Not because somebody's going to be sick. And Bible scholars don't fully understand that verse either. But because of the leaves for the healing of the nations, people won't be sick. Isn't that awesome? You won't have heart conditions, cancer, leukemia, diabetes, strokes, arthritis, bursitis, none of that or any other will be in that land. That's going to be our home throughout eternity, no end to it. No end to it. There's nothing in this world worth missing that, folks. There's nothing in this world has to offer to miss what heaven promises to those that go there. And it's all free. It's free. It's already been paid for. And it can be yours by faith. By faith, by believing. That's the only way you please God, is by faith. Can't please him any other way except by faith. Faith means that you live by the book. That's what it means. Live by what he says. It's so important. Therefore, all glory and honor and greatness in heaven and earth belongs to the great Creator, Isaiah 42 states. In our present world, people often refuse to give God the glory that he deserves. Rulers are very proud of their honor and their greatness. I don't like it because our president likes to brag on himself. That seems to be one of his weaknesses. He wants people to brag on him. Hey, listen. Say what you and think what you want to, but I still believe God put him there because God puts there who he wants there. And he better remember God put him there because according to every statistic, if I can get that word out, there was no way for him to be president. There was no way for him to be president. But God put him there. Many will not share their honor or greatness, but use these things to increase their own power. We have that today in our own Congress. In the new heaven and a new earth, God will receive all glory. He's the one that made it. He made us. And he give us salvation. If we would just accept his Son as our Savior. Have you ever thought about, folks, what God has did to make it so simple for you to be saved? He requires nothing but accept his Son. Accept his Son for who he is, what he did. He took all of our guilt. He says all of us have sinned. And God, who is God, that's his verdict. And you might argue against it, but what he says is going to be the one that stands. We've all sinned. We're selfish, proud, greedy. We have bitterness, anger, jealousy, lust, down the list you could keep going. And God says you're all guilty, but I'll forgive you if you accept my Son. Have you accepted God's Son, really? Have you really said, Lord, I'm that sinner you said I was? Have you acknowledged it and said, Lord, I want you to forgive me because I believe in Jesus, who he is, what he did, that he died for me? That's the only way to be saved. It's the only way you're going to be in the heaven. There's no other shortcut. There's no other way. None other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, Jesus said. Probably the most hated verse in the Bible. Because there's only one way to go to heaven. Through Christ. Through Christ. And there's going to be a new heaven. There's going to be a new earth. It's going to be a different economy. everybody's going to love one another. Won't that be strange? Everybody's going to enjoy one another. Won't that be wonderful? Won't be somebody trying to outsmart you, undermine you, take advantage of you. But won't that be welcome? You know, one of the things I learned about while building this church, you better watch that person that says, "This is the church, I'll give you this deal." You better watch them kind of people. They'll take advantage of you. I found more than any other person. The old sinner man will do you a better deal. That's sad, isn't it? It's sad, isn't it, Brother Chavis? And don't believe everybody comes into church crying, want money. Don't believe their story. Things you learn as you go along. Yes. The Bible says those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, they're going to be in heaven. How do you get your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? You're responsible for getting it there. God only puts it down when you accept His Son. He thinks so much of His Son. You don't want His Son, He don't want you. I know that's a crude way to say it, but it's a true way. Jesus Christ, look at that cross through the pages of the Bible and see His suffering. When He suffered the most horrible death there's ever been, He experienced all of hell for eternity for every one of us in His agony in that those 3 hours from 12 to 3. In Revelation 20, verses 12 and 13, they will serve in the high places God has determined by their works. People that believes on the Lord Jesus Christ, God will give them places to serve in throughout eternity. And it's determined by our faithfulness here, folks. Those who have done evil, whose names are not in the book of life, they're going to be destroyed in the lake of fire. Not annihilated, not done away with. But they're going to be cast into outer darkness because they don't have a Savior. They didn't want the Savior. I think about what Jesus said in Luke chapter 16 about a man who was rich in this life. He had everything. Life was good to him, but he died without the Lord. And just one drop of water would have been such a relief if God would have allowed it. But not even one drop of water was allowed. In hell, people will be thirsty. They'll be hungry. They have all kind of passions they had in this life. But they can't get relief. And it'll be that way forever. Because they didn't want God's Son. Folks, listen to me. Today is the day of salvation, the Bible says. Today is the day to get right. We come to the end of the year. Today's the last day. There's going to be a last day for this world. And you know what? Today's the last day for a lot of people in this world. A lot of people will die today. In Revelation 21, 12 and 13, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into the new Jerusalem, the Bible says. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, listen to this, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. In that new Jerusalem, people will have the ability to go in and out the 12 gates. The Bible don't give us all the details, but we'll be able to go in and out of that holy city to the various nations of the world on the new earth. And whatever God has arranged, it's my time. It's going to be more glorious than anything this world has to offer. Revelation 22, verses 14 and 15. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idlers and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. All of these will be excluded from that city, because they'll be in the lake of fire and brimstone. And all of this, folks, is because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him would have everlasting life. And so now as we face a new year, will God let us have another year? Will some of us leave this coming year? We know for sure there's going to be 7 more years of tribulation coming. We know that for sure, according to the book. And we also know there's going to be 1,000 years Christ is going to reign. And then at the end is when the heavens melt and the earth is melted, and a new heaven and a new earth. God tells us that in this old book here. But while we're here today, we're to live for the Lord. We're to share the Lord. We're to exalt the Lord, so that others might know the salvation of our Lord. God has blessed us this past year. We paid all of our bills. We have had a death in our church family. Some of the extended family has. But God has blessed us. God has blessed us. And I want to challenge you to remember the many people that's in this box that needs salvation. I want you to remember all the sick and afflicted on our prayer list and all these other prayer needs that we have on the back of our bulletin. Because as the body of Christ, it's our responsibility to pray. Pray for people. Every one of us has burdens and concerns, and you need prayer. Pray for one another. Loving God, at the close of this service today, as we've thought about a new heaven and a new earth, because this present one is going to pass away with all of its curse, with all of its sin, with all of its rebellion, it's going to be melted down. You're going to make a new heaven. You're going to make a new earth. It's going to be different. It's going to be better. Yes, it's going to be better, because only righteousness is going to be there. No unrighteousness. No sin. Nothing to discourage. Nothing to hurt. What a great day is coming for the people wise enough to believe on Jesus Christ. Stir our hearts. Challenge our hearts. Oh, blessed God. Make us all vessels usable to share the Savior with other people. And forgive us where we fail you, because we know we're sinners that's been saved by grace. And we just ask you to cleanse us, forgive us, and strengthen us in the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray in the Savior's name. Amen and amen. May the Lord speak to hearts. Maybe at the end of this year you'd want to come to the altar today. Thank the Lord for the blessings of this year. Thank the Lord for the opportunities that he's given to you. Thank him for you going to heaven one day. Amen.